everybody has to be here at 7.
Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Bostrom of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Bostrom.
Please join me in prayer. God, we assemble to do our work. But before we start our agenda, we make space to remember you. Our greatest need is to be right with you. We love you as our maker, redeemer, sustainer, and friend. So keep us from offending you. Keep us diligent in our growing to understand what pleases you. Keep us strong in believing your promises. Keep us from offending the little ones. Keep us from being seduced by evil. Draw us to yourself. May your cause, not our own agenda, be on our hearts. And may your moment-by-moment direction set up your kingdom where Satan currently is at home. And so, Lord, may we be eager to abide in you until we win the race and you take us over the threshold into eternity with you. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, would take the roll.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum being present, Senate's ready for business. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are committed on business, labor, and economic affairs report. That's House Bills 156, 336, and 353 to be concurred in. Senator Jason Small, chair. Mr. President, we are committed on education and cultural resources report. That Senate resolutions 31, 32, and 51 be adopted. Add that Senate Resolution 47 be adopted as amended. Senate Resolution 117, 171, 240, and 334 be concurred in. Senator Daniel Solomon, chair. Mr. President, we are committed on finance and claims report that Senate Bill 352 do pass as amended. Senator John Esp, chair. Mr. President, we are committing on judiciary report that House Bill 326 be concurred in, and that House Bills 176, 213, and 296 be concurred in as amended. Senator Keith Regeer, chair. Mr. President, we are committed on natural resource report that House Bill 347 be concurred in. Senator Jeffrey Wellborn, chair. Mr. President, we are committed on state administration report that House Bill 6380, 132, 148, 151, and 232 be concurred in. Senator Mike Cuff, chair. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection, the committee reports are adopted. That objection will go to order of business number 5, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives and from the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this year with 3 several times and passed title and history agreed to and are herewith transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 225, Sprunger, House Joint Resolution 6, Zolnikoff. The following Senate bills were on this day with 3 several times concurred in, title and history agreed to, and are herewith returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 111, Glim. Senate Bill 120, Weber. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 512, House Bill 225, and House Joint Resolution 6 have been introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 7, second reading of bills.
I talked to Jason Small. He's okay.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Sorry, Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second lead reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Will Senator Nolan take the chair?
Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have now before you for your consideration House Bill number 49. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 49, introduced by Brockman, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act entitled an act revising alcoholic beverage laws relating to beer wholesaler and table wine distributor agreements, requiring a wholesaler to notify a beer importer of the filing of an agreement with the department, requiring a table wine distributor to notify the supplier of a filing of an agreement with the department, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the section.
Sections 1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you have now before you House Bill number 49. What is your pleasure, Senator Gillespie?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 49, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gillespie.
Okay, this was kind of one of these simple ones that inadvertently forgot who was supposed to notify who in the Department of Revenue. So on the second page, it fixes that about halfway down. If I can get there on 17 and 18. And it's the wine distributors, they need to notify of the agreement with the department, and the same thing with the distillers. So that's all there really is to it. So with that, I'll wait for questions if there is any.
Thank you. Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Gillespie, would you like to close? The Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 49, recommend the same be concurred in. As many members of them are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, zero voting no. House Bill number 49 is passed. Second reading is concurred in. Members of the committee, members of the Senate, you have before you for your consideration House Bill number 185. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 185, introduced by Fitzgerald, a bill for an act entitled an act providing appropriations to the Fire Services Training School at the Montana State University Extension Service and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 185. What is your pleasure, Senator Wellborn?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill number 185, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 185 is a bill, as you can see, the red meat of it is pretty much in the title. It was an appropriation for the Extension Service at Montana State for a little bit of additional fire training that agency already is doing. This is super important for small departments in rural Montana. As you can see, the thrifty finance and claims committee trimmed quite a bit out of that. There was an ask of $352,000. What the thought process was there when you add that 102 that's left and the 120 coming from the general fund, it put that at almost half of what the original ask was. Again, it was a tough vote for me because this is good for rural Montana, but as the team player, I am trying to push back on a lot of this reckless spending. We're doing our job. This is a good bill. Please support it in its current form.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Don't get me started.
Seeing no discussion, Senator Wellborn, would you like to close on your bill? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Wellborn that when this committee does arise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 185, it recommends the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposing no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 2 senators vote nay.
With 48 members voting aye and 2 voting no, House Bill number 185 is concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, you have, members of the Senate, you have before you House Bill number 236. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 236, introduced by Green, A. Regeer, and Barker, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising public safety agency and public safety answering point laws and providing for notification of service requests.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 236. What is your pleasure, Senator Gross?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 236, it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is a good little bill that deals with some gaps that still exist in our 911 system. So this bill would just require that any public safety answering point, wherever that call is received, that they have to notify a public safety agency within the jurisdiction of the point of distress or from which the call originated. In the hearing for this bill, we learned that sadly there are wide swaths of territory in Montana that it's not possible to get a responding entity out to that point, and sometimes those calls don't even go over to the proper jurisdictional authority. So this bill just makes very clear that any answering service that receives a 911 call must notify someone in that jurisdiction. Please vote yes. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Senator, would you like to close on your bill? The senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gross that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 236, it recommend the same be concurred in. As many of are in favor of the motion by signifying aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 2 senators vote nay.
With 48 senators voting aye and 2 voting no, House Bill number 236 has been concurred in on second reading. Members of the committee, members of the Senate, you have before you your consideration House Bill number 239. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 239, introduced by Lura and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to who may serve as a judge pro tempore in justices' courts, amending section and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 239. What is your pleasure, Senator Friedel?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise report after having under consideration House Bill 239, that I recommend same be concurred in.
Senator Friedel.
Mr. Chair, this is actually a great bill. We heard it in hearing. We got 11-0. What this bill simply does is if you look on page 1, obviously only the one page we have, line 14, this allows for a judge to be a city of court of record, a judge to the city of court of not a record. It also allows for a retired judge for the city of the court of the record, a licensed Montana attorney on active or inactive status or senior status. What that means in layman's terms is that in the event, especially when it comes to smaller communities that don't have a lot of pro tempores or judges that are allowed to come there, like say my area, it allows small areas to utilize attorneys and judges that may have been retired or in a different jurisdiction. So this just allows for them to be able to do that. Currently, right now, they can't do that. And this by putting this language in, it actually does help out those smaller communities that have no other options. So I'd appreciate a green light on this, because it is a really good bill. It does help not only my community, but it also helps out the rest of the smaller communities in our state. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Pradell, would you like to close on your bill? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Pradell that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 239, recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. As every member voted, does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
With 50 senators voting aye, House Bill number 239 has passed second reading. Is members of the Senate, you have before you your consideration House Bill number 266. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 266, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled NAC, eliminating the Advisory Council on Concealed Weapon Permit Issues, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 266. What is your pleasure, Senator Regeer?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 266, it recommend the same be concurred in. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the Senate, House Bill 266 eliminates the Advisory Council on Concealed Weapon Permits issues. This bill is part of the governor's red tape reduction effort. This statute was put in code in 1995 and revised in 1999. The statute does not specify membership nor allow for members to receive compensation and travel expenses. There is also no attachment to a department or agency. The council last met in 2010, and outside of that, we don't know if they met more. So when code isn't used and isn't needed, it should be deleted. Vote green.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Olson.
Thank you. I usually just vote no on getting rid of these advisory councils, but I wanted to finally express to you why I'm voting no. These are not just red tape. This is getting rid of citizen involvement. And I understand that maybe the code isn't complete enough and that we maybe should fix that. But I think just getting rid of a council when we continue to have bills, when we continue to have societal issues regarding guns, that it would be beneficial for the governor to have an advisory council. And I'd ask that we encourage him to continue to do so. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Fredell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the good arguments from the senator in front of me. However, I'm all about citizen involvement. But just like the good senator to the left of me, no one's been involved with this since 2011, so I'm confused on whether this should exist or not. So I appreciate the good comments. However, I think it's a great bill. It needs to be repealed, and I ask for a green.
Senator Regeer, would you like to close on your bill? He closes. What? The fine gentleman who's standing at the back of the room, would you like to make a comment? Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When you said fine gentleman, I wasn't sure if you were talking about me or somebody else.
Anybody else? No.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, I just wanted to point out that this is about concealed carry permits. The governor doesn't have any jurisdiction anyway over concealed carry permits.
Now, Senator Regeer, would you like to wave at me again? Okay, Senator has waved off. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Regeer that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 266. We recommend the same be concurred in. As many of are in favor of the motion by signifying voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 40 senators vote aye and 10 senators vote nay.
With 40 senators voting aye and 10 senators voting no, House Bill number 266 is concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, you have for you your consideration House Bill number 53. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 53, introduced by G. Perry, by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, a bill for an act entitled an act revising transfer deadlines for certain accounts, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 53. What is your pleasure, Senator Small?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 53, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, House Bill 53 comes from the Department of Natural Resources, and basically it's a cleanup bill to revise the dates for fund transfers. And the fund transfers are for four statutes from DNRC. The first one is Conservation District Account. Second one is Natural Resource Operation Account. The third one is the Invasive Species Trust Fund. And the fourth one is Water Adjudication Account. So the problem right now is that the fiscal year ends in July, and that is the reporting date for these. The reporting date for these currently is the 1st of July. Well, they have to take a wild guess and try to estimate. Well, it's going to be a lot easier if we just change the date to August 15th. That way it's past the end of the fiscal year. They have the correct numbers and the amounts of money and everything else to make the correct transfer. So it's just cleaning up code, making it easier for them. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator, would you like to close on your bill? The Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 53, recommend the same be concurred in. Are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
With 50 senators voting aye, House Bill number 53 is concurred in on second reading. Members of the Senate, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill number 88. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 88, introduced by Fitzgerald, by request of the Department of Environmental Quality, a bill for an act entitled an act eliminating the third-party work plan requirement at Superfund order sites, revising a remediation requirement for persons not subject to a judicial or administrative order at a comprehensive environmental cleanup and responsibility act site, providing rulemaking authority amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 88. What is your pleasure, Senator Gillespie?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Resolution 88, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gillespie.
Okay, another kind of simple one. They're giving me the easy ones today, but this one just has some duplicative language in it that needs to be cleaned up and eliminate some third-party requirements that's going to save about a half a FTE that can just as well be spending their time better somewhere else. And that's all on page 3, right about in the middle of the page there, where it makes that correction and just eliminates about 3 lines there. So with that, I will be available for questions if needed.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Gillespie, would you like to close on your bill? The Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill number 88, recommend the same be concurred in. As many of as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does every member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
With 50 senators voting aye, House Bill number 88 has passed. Second reading is concurred in. Members of the Senate, you have now for your consideration House Bill number 122. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 122, introduced by Kay Walsh, by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, a bill for an act entitled an act revising contract requirements for construction and other services at state-owned water works, extending rulemaking authority, amending section, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 122. What is your pleasure, Senator Morgeau?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 122, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Morgeau.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. Really straightforward bill, and it just makes government a lot more efficient. This bill revises the contracting requirements for state-owned waterworks, water projects. Allows the Department of DNRC to essentially follow the state procurement rules and regulations and the dollar amounts. Professional services would be allowed to go from $15,000 to $50,000 when they're doing procurement. Construction projects would be go from the $50,000 to the $70,000 mark. And this would make them consistent with the state procurement process in Title 18, Chapter 8, Part 2. So it just really makes it consistent across the board so they don't have to come in and ask for this to be updated regularly. It allows them to really be more efficient and gets rid of things from being more cumbersome. Allows them to be more flexible with their contractors, especially for small projects where they don't have to go through a bunch of red tape to get a small project done. So really simple, straightforward bill and would ask for a due pass.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say I think it'd be a crime to this body if the chairman didn't use his fantastic Irish accent that I heard about from a few sessions ago for the next bill. Also, this sounds amazing, so great bill. Thank you.
Senator, would you like to close on your bill? The senator has closed. And that's it. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Morgeau that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate House Bill number 122, recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
With 50 senators voting aye, and no voting no, zero voting no, the ayes have it, and it's a grand day. It is passed. Members of the Senate, you have before you for your consideration House Bill number 342. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 342, introduced by Logie and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising emergency services law, providing that an incident commander shall provide copies of reports to responding fire agencies or disaster or emergency agencies that request copies, an amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 342. What is your pleasure, Senator Lynch?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Moving this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 342, the same be concurred in.
Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, our wonderful staff on the rostrum said what this bill does. And with that, I think it really what it does is it just makes sure that an incident commander does give a report to anybody that does request one. Everybody has the same set of facts. Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Senator Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the sponsor.
Does the sponsor yield?
I do.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, a little confused on the last line. They need to give a report to any responding governmental fire agency or disaster or emergency agency. Is that the responding disaster and responding emergency agency? Or is it just the responding fire agency and then any disaster or emergency agency that requests, even though they didn't respond?
Mr. Chair, Senator Regeer, there may be one too many ors in there. And what the intent of it really is that if somebody, if there's a car wreck and somebody gets loaded up and they get taken away, then EMTs will have to provide that report.
Follow up?
Be any responding agency.
Follow up? Would you consider to yield?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Senator, that, I guess that's my question. The intent is only the responding disaster or emergency agencies then. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the sponsor like to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just asked the body to go green like your voice.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lynch. That when this committee does rise and report after having that under consideration, House Bill number 342, we recommend the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does every member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 of our wonderful senators have voted aye, and 4 wonderful senators have voted nay.
Okay. With 46 senators voting aye and 4 voting nay, House Bill number 342 is concurred in and passes second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill number 81. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 81, introduced by B. Mitchell, by request of the Department of Military Affairs, a bill for an act entitled an act providing for a state veteran cemetery in Flathead County as funding allows, and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill number 81. What is your pleasure, Senator Fuller?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise from reporter after heading under consideration House Bill 81, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Northwest Montana has no veteran cemetery. This bill authorizes the veteran cemetery in Yellowstone County and or and in Columbia Falls in Flathead County. Funding for this on maintenance and care is dependent upon House Bill 2, but other than that, there is no physical note. I urge a green light. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Will the sponsor yield to a question?
Senator Fuller, will you yield?
I will.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess a carrier, I should call you. But I have a question on the fiscal note, and it is where the money comes from. It's page 2, item 2 on the fiscal note. It indicates that the maintenance money for this cemetery is marijuana funding. And I wondered if you knew if that was general fund marijuana or coming from Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, or if you knew where the source of that was.
Mr. Chair, Senator, no, I do not. It is in House Bill 2, and it has been appropriated in House Bill 2. So when we get House Bill 2, we can determine that.
Okay. I guess I don't have another question. I would like to just make a statement, if I could. Members of the body, I just want to, I don't know where this money comes from, and I did look in House Bill 2, and there's not much of a description, so it is hard to tell what part of the marijuana funding this comes from, and I just wanted you to know that before you vote on the bill.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, would the good senator like to close? Senator has closed. question now arises on the motion of Senator Fuller that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 81, they recommend that the same be concurred in. As many as are in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does every member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 46 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
With 46 senators voting aye and 4 voting nay, House Bill number 81 passed second reading. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed vote no. The ayes have it. The motion carries. And I want to wish you all a grand day. And may the good Lord bring you into heaven an hour before you're dead, before Satan knows you're there.
Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. House bills concurred in, House Bill 49, 81, 88, 122, 185, 236, 239, 266, 342.
Senator Nolan.
Mr. President, whatever I'm supposed to say, I'm saying it. I think, what am I supposed to say? We adopt the committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Nolan that the committee of the whole report be adopted. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote. Senator Molnar.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 2 have voted no.
48 senators haven't voted aye. 2 haven't voted no. The committee of the whole report has been adopted.
That's Senator, all, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Nolan. That objection will go to order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 485, introduced by Small, a bill for an act entitled Raising Hourly Rate of Legislator Compensation.
Senate Bill 485 has been read through 3 several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
34 senators haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 485 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 303, introduced by Hertz, a bill for an act entitled Revised Withholding Penalties for Certain Taxes.
Senate Bill 303 have been read through 3 several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
48 senators haven't voted aye, 2 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 303 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 109, introduced by Bishop, a bill for an act entitled Code Commissioner Bill.
House Bill 109 have been read through 3 several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted aye.
50 members have voted aye. House Bill 109 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 143, introduced by Dooling, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to the Tourism Advisory Council.
House Bill 143 haven't been read through 3 several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes. 4 have voted no.
46 haven't voted yes. 4 haven't voted no. House Bill 143 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 199, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Office of Economic Development.
House Bill 199 have been read through 3 several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 2 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 199 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 228, introduced by Moore, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Public Investment Laws.
House Bill 228 have been read through 3 several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 have voted yes, 17 have voted no.
33 senators haven't voted aye, 17 haven't voted no. House Bill 228 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 9, motions. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple re-referrals here, so I'll start with move to re-refer House Bill 81 by Representative Mitchell, create new state veteran cemetery to the Finance and Claims Committee.
That objection so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer House Bill 55 by Representative Logie, an act establishing a tax on electric vehicle charging stations to the Local Government Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer House Bill 375 by Representative Fitzpatrick, appropriate funds to pave road providing access to Lost Creek State Park to the Finance and Claims Committee.
That objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer House Bill 136 by Representative Bertuglio, adopt Montana Revised Unclaimed Property Act to the Tax Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer House Bill 317 by Representative Wendy Boy, provide for the Montana Indian Child Welfare Act to the Public Health Committee.
That objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer House Bill 573 by Representative Kazmaier, remove contracts under the Montana Community Service Act from the Montana Procurement Act to the State Administration Committee, or I'm sorry, to the Business and Labor Committee.
That objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer Senate Bill 510 by Senator Fitzpatrick, provide property tax incentives for alternative fuel production to the Tax Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
And this is my last one, Mr. President. I move to re-refer House Bill 234 by Representative Phelan, revise dissemination of obscene materials to minor laws to the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to object on that last re-referral. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Majority Leader, can you give us the short title of that and that bill number again?
It is House Bill 234 by Representative Phelan, and the short title is Revised Dissemination of Obscene Material to Minors Laws.
And that's from what committee to what committee again?
I believe it's in Education to the Judiciary Committee.
Okay, so we're going to allow for two opponents and two proponents. First, we'll start with the proponents. Might want to hit your button, Senator. Senator Bregeer.
Okay, thank you. You heard the word laws in the short title. That's what judiciary deals with, and a lot of laws there. I think it's a good move. Vote green for that motion.
Senator Heimbach.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it's also a good spot for this bill. We have we consider laws all the time, and it's something we need to look at there. So I appreciate it if it green button.
Okay, now allow for two opponents. Senator Bogner.
Mr. President, members of the body, the president does have discretion to place bills in committees that he deems fit, and that is what we have elected him to do. And as mentioned, the short title talks about laws, but if you look at the next short title sentence, it talks about public schools. This fits the expertise of Senate Education and should remain in that committee. So urge your no vote on this motion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Solomon.
Yeah, Mr. President, education bill, school libraries, we're happy to hear it.
Okay, so a positive motion will be to move it from education to judiciary. And of course, a negative will be no. So we'll go to the board for the vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 18 have voted yes, 32 have voted no.
18 haven't voted yes, 32 haven't voted no. The motion fails. Senator Fitzpatrick.
I'm done, Mr. President.
Okay. Any other motions? Seeing none, we'll go to order business number time 12. Senator Molnar, you need to hit your button.
I did.
You're not lit up, sir.
It was green for a second, sir. They're messing with you.
Okay. Must be the leprechauns. Senator Molnar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to change my vote from a yes to a no on Senate Bill 485. It will not change the vote. Mr. President.
Without objection, so ordered, and we appreciate the extra $20.
If Senator Hertz has change for a $25 bill, I'm more than willing to accommodate.
He'll take two of the 25s and make it a 50. Okay, seeing no further motions. announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, five bills and some executive action.
I'm losing my mind here. Senator Manzella.
Mr. President, Senate Highways and Transportation will meet at 3, three bills and multiple executive actions.
Senator Asp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of order for the good Senator Lenz. When he assigns people to chair of the day, if he considers the good senator from Flathead again, ask him to get a meat cutter's license first, because he butchered some of that Irish accent. Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Senate Finance and Claims tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, three bills and executive action.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. President, I have two items. First, Senate Business and Labor, room 422, 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning with five bills. And then, if I may, I would like to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
All right, today up in the balcony, we have the founder and leader of One Heart Warriors, which is a leadership ministry that serves Indian country. But that's probably not what this young gentleman's known for, but he is pretty well known for a journey he took earlier in life when he went from eastern Montana to Missoula, then eventually to the NFL. But anyway, up in the balcony, we have Mr. Tuff Harris and his wife, Mary, and his children, Goody, Lisa, and Judah.
Welcome to the Senate. Pleasure. Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Energy and Telecommunications, 3 o'clock, 3:17.
Senator Heimbach.
Thank you, Mr. President. FWP at a quarter till 3, so we can do some executive action. And I'd like to be off and out. Can I do that again?
You may, sir.
I've got with me my older brother sitting up in the balcony, my older brother Randy from Chinook.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator, it just continues to amaze me how large your family is. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I be off the record now, the journal, for an announcement?
You may.
Everybody, you should have gotten this notice in your mailbox, but a legislative crapshoot coming up April the 1st. So when you're home, grab your guns and, ammo is going to be paid for. It's all free, but we just need to start getting a record of how many people are going to show up and... we'll have a lot of fun, but bring your guns, and otherwise we have guns for you to shoot and some people to give you some lessons as well. So you don't have to be an expert. Just show up.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tax Committee is meeting for its second consecutive day. We are meeting Friday at 10 a.m.
Senator Friedel.
Mr. Local Governor will have four bills tomorrow at 3 o'clock at 4:05. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at 3 o'clock, Senate Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation will meet, and we have four bills. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement. We have a legislative session. This is our week to do a floor session on Saturday. But we're going to keep it very abbreviated. We're going to come in at 8. We're going to start at 8, and we're not going to do any second reading. So it's going to be the normal orders of business, third reading, and then we should be done. So about 10 minutes, hopefully, at the max. And then those people want to leave and go to the prayer breakfast. There should be plenty of time to make it down there. So with that, Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour 1 o'clock on March 17th, 2023, the 53rd legislative day.
1 second. Senator Dunwell, you're lit up.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President, dear laddie. May I please be off the record and out of the dear journal, please?
You may.
For an announcement. Thank you very much. I have a wee bit of a bill working its way around this dear Senate of ours, and I want to make sure the leprechauns don't take off with it. So if you haven't signed it, please consider it. And then when you're done, put it on my desk here. You can always... come to talk to me too. The dear fairies of the forest need it back by 5 o'clock, however, so I'd appreciate it if you gave it great consideration. And if I butchered my accent, Mr. President, dear laddie, I will gladly take the basketball and put a wee bit of gold in there from the end of the rainbow. Thank you very much.
Sounds like $40 to me. Without objection, so ordered. We'll reconvene tomorrow, 1 o'clock.